Well, with this heat wave comes some dangers and things that we have to be aware of and careful about. And joining us with some tips is John Gargett. He's with Whatcom County Sheriff's Office, Division of Emergency Management. Great to talk to you again, John.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and we haven't had any tragedies here locally, but we've been hearing some bad situations that have occurred on lakes around the state, and this is a time of year when people can get into some big trouble.
You know, that's right, Joe. You know, particularly around the lakes, when the weather starts getting hot like this, of course, everybody wants to run out and jump in the lake. Well, the lakes haven't really warmed up yet, and a lot of our lakes don't warm up a lot, but that jumping into that cold water right off the bat can cause some problems. That's what's caused some of the drownings. People gulp in the water because it's colder than they thought, and they can get themselves in trouble.
And go in without a life jacket on or life preserver, and like you say, it stuns you, kind of, that cold water.
You know, it does. And, you know, speaking of life preservers, you know, it's so important with little kids, especially, and younger children, especially. They'll just keep wandering out in the water and everything, and it's pretty important for them to be prepared. And, of course, obviously, parents or guardians, you know, paying attention to what the kids are doing in the water and keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And if they're out in a boat, I think young kids have to have a life jacket by state law.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Off on dry land, we're talking about really dry land when things get so hot and we haven't had any moisture now for a few weeks, and it gets to be a dangerous situation with fire.
You know, it does, Joe. I'm sure you're aware the burn ban has been put in place. Just small recreational fires are permitted at this point. And I wouldn't be surprised if that changes before too long, because these, you know, like the winds we're having today on top of the hot temperatures we've had the last couple of days, that's just really drying things out. I was just up in the mountains over the weekend and was really pretty surprised myself to see how much the mountains have dried out.
And it seems earlier than usual. It doesn't seem that we usually get this hot of weather in June. Is that the case, or...?
Generally, we don't. We're actually still within the kind of normal category. I think what is a little unusual, though, are the higher temperatures that are associated with it. We'll usually start to see these kinds of temperatures later on in July. But, you know, particularly this year, I know that we've got some concerns with the upcoming 4th of July. If the dry conditions continue right through the 4th of July, which right now it looks like they may. You know, fireworks danger in the woods or out in fields, grass fires, that could be problematic.
Yeah, and that's where people would likely be setting off fireworks, because they're banned in the city. And so if they're going to do it, they'll have to get out there in the county. But I suppose, I mean, is there any regulation specifically about fireworks in line with the burn ban, or not necessarily?
Nope, not necessarily. Not at this point, anyway.
Okay.
You know, it's supposed to be in the high 70s right on through into early July right now. And I think people have to be careful. And, of course, people are lighting off fireworks here probably starting next week, even though it's not legal. You know, they're buying them and they're going to be setting them off. And just want to urge caution to everybody on that.
All right. Yeah. And I've been seeing the forecast is for a hot, dry summer. So we should just get used to this and used to being careful with fire, whether on bodies of water and just when we're out and about.
You know, and stay hydrated. You know, that's again part of it. I mean, as I mentioned, over the weekend we were up in the mountains down in Skagit County, and it was 86 degrees in the mountains, and there wasn't a lot of water. So we made sure and carry a lot of water and stay hydrated. That, you know, the body needs that. And Joe, don't forget the pets either. You know, we had our dog along with us, and we definitely were sharing the water with the dog. So. But it doesn't really matter. Pets need as much water proportionately as humans do, as well as things to eat and stay hydrated,
Absolutely.
Maybe stay out of the sun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, some good tips. John Gargett with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office Department of Emergency Management. Great to talk with you, John, and we'll see you out there maybe.
That's right. Hope so. Thank you, Joe. You have a good day.